USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is a what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
The Senate has finalized the organizing resolution for a new Democratic-controlled Senate and plans to pass it on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A nuclear treaty between Russia and the United States is being extended for another 5 years. With just 2 days before it was set to expire, the Biden administration renewed the New START treaty. It limits the number of deployed nuclear warheads allowed for both Washington and Moscow. A Major League Baseball team has suspended their pitching coach.
The Los Angeles Angels have suspended their pitching coach, Mickey Callaway, after reports of inappropriate conduct surfaced against him. In a report by The Athletic, Callaway was accused of lewd behavior by five women, something Callaway has denied. All five of those women work in sports media, with the allegations spanning 5 years during his time with the Cleveland Indians as a pitching coach and the New York Mets as a manager. In a statement, the Angels said they would work closely with MLB to conduct a full investigation. The team hopes to have the matter resolved quickly, possibly before the beginning of spring training. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressional leaders paid their final respects to Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick on Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke at a Capitol ceremony.
Brian wouldn't have liked this attention, and that if he were here, he'd be the first to puncture the somber moment with his sharp sense of humor.
Sicknick died from injuries he sustained during the riot inside the Capitol building on January 6th. Tragedy strikes the National Guard in Idaho.
Three Idaho Army National Guard personnel were killed after their Black Hawk helicopter crashed south of Lucky Pearl near Boise, Idaho, shortly after 8 p.m. local time Tuesday. Colonel Christopher Burt, the Idaho Army National Guard state aviation officer, said officials last contacted the craft about 15 minutes before it went down. 4 hours after the crash, the helicopter's emergency transmitter locator device was found along with the crash site. Weather at the time was snowy in a mountainous region. Another Idaho National Guard helicopter crashed during training on November 6, 2014 at Goen Field in Boise, Idaho. All three personnel aboard Tuesday's crash were pilots with the Idaho Army National Guard participating in a routine training flight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
CBS Sports and Nickelodeon are teaming up to get kids excited for the Super Bowl. Nickelodeon will air a half-hour pregame special on Friday night. Sunday's game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Kansas City Chiefs will air on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.